Today's daf is Vachim daf Ayin Dalid, and we are 10 lines from the top of daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. So, we've been learning the 8th Perek in Mesachta Zvachim, Perek Kolas Zvachim, also known as Perek HaTaruvos. So you would expect Perek HaTaruvos to be somewhere in Mesachta Zchulin. It's actually tucked away in Mesachta Zvachim. And really, it's sugyas of Taruvos, Isser Veheter, but in the context of Zvachim. The first case of the Mishnah was where there was a bunch of behemoths that were hektish, and it was nesarev into those behemoths either one of the chatois hamesos or reshara niskal. The significance of which is these are animals that are aser bahana, that are aser behakrova. The Mishnah said afilu achas beriboy, even if the ratio is one bed animal to 10,000 kosher animals. So the halacha is yamusu kulon. And really, it's mevur in the Gemara two chedushim. The first chedush that's mevur is that you don't say the halacha of bittel beroiv. Ordinarily, if you have a taruvus of iser veheter, sometimes there's bittel beroiv, sometimes beshishin, sometimes bemeya, sometimes bemasayim. But there's usually going to be a ratio where at some point you're going to say, if there's so much heter in proportion to the iser, the taruvus is going to be mutter. So you would think that let the sharan niskal, or let this chatos hamesa be bottled to the zvachim that are kosher. So the first halacha of the Mishnah is, and the first chiddush really of the first halacha of the Mishnah is, that there's no bittel beroiv. Why is there no bittel beroiv? So we saw in the Gemara two mahalchim. Either because a shayr is a davar shev minyan, and being that it's a davar shev minyan, it's not bottle. And the time of the Mishnah is either Rav Meir of the Mishnah Masechtas Arla discussing chavilei tilson, or the time of the Mishnah is Rav Yehuda Libid Rav Yeshua in the sugya of litra ketzia. It's both complicated cases, but straightforward principles. And that is that if something is a davar shev minyan, even if not everybody counts it, but kol shadarkei limnos, some people count it. That was the very short dafayim beis and the very short dafayim gimel. That would be enough of a reason to say that it shouldn't be batal beroi. But there's also a second chiddush. The second chiddush is that why can't we take one animal out of the taruvos and let's be makrivit under the assumption that it's probably from the roiv animals that are not pasul hakrova based on the yisoid of kol deparish meruba parish. And the Gemara clarified, that's pashit, that if you would just pull an animal out, that wouldn't work, because for that you would say kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzadami. But nich bishinu, says the Gemara, why can't we scatter the animals? Let them all be separate. So right now they're not all together. Find an animal, be makrivit, under the premise of kol deparish meruba parish. Forget bittel beroiv. What happened to kol deparish? And the Gemara, after a little bit of back and forth, said that in theory it should work. The problem is, once you do that, there's a chashash, you may take it out of the taruvos without first scattering it. If you do that, it's a problem, because that's already kavua, which is kemechtzal mechtzadami, as a gzeira. The Chachamim said, you can't do it. So essentially, there's two chidushim in the Mishnah. Number one, that there's no bittel beroiv. Number two, that there's no halacha of kol deparish meruba parish. But another thing that emerged, really, if you summarize it, is that really there could be an etzah. The etzah would be nich bishinu, scatter them, then go take an animal, be makrivit, and it would be assumed that the animal that you're being makriv is a kosher animal based on the yisoid of kol deparish meruba parish. It's only gzeir de rabbanon that you can't do. It says the Gemara, and that segues into today's daf. Now that the rabbanon said that you can't be makriv any one of these karbonos, there's no bittel beroiv, there's also no kol deparish meruba parish. Ikariv, if you would be makrivit, loy meratzi, it wouldn't work. Meaning, what would be if this person went against the gzeiras chacham? He scattered the animals, and then he found one, and he was makrivit. Midda iraisa, it should really be kosher, because midda iraisa, we should say, kol deparish merubak parish. So this carbon now should be miratza. Why not? L'chura, on a iraisa level, he followed what he was supposed to do. The reason it's a problem is he wasn't supposed to do it. Why not? Because you weren't supposed to rely on kol deparish merubak parish. Gzeira, you may do it in a way where it's going to be kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzadami. But what about b'diavad? If you did it already, says Rav, it doesn't work. You know why? This is a kachem halacha. Because we know there's a psul dichoy. Psul dichoy says that once a carbon is dachoy, once it's pushed away, so to speak, from hakrava, it takes on a life of its own. It takes on a psul of its own, so that it becomes possible forever, even if the circumstances change. Being Rava says that if you would go to a Rav and you would ask a Rav, I have a Taruvos here. I have 10,000 animals. One of them is a Shayin Niskal. Is there an Eitzah? He would say, no. Bittul Berayv, no. Kol Deparish, Oichnish. If he, being that the Rav would tell you, you can't be Makrivit, even if the circumstances change later, because you went and did something you really weren't supposed to do, you scattered them and you created a scenario where there is a Kol Deparish, Meruba Parish, it's too late. Because now there's a new psul. Forget about the Taruvos. Forget about the Shara Niskol, that's Meuriv. Now there's a psul Dichoy. Because once a carbon is pushed away, even for a moment, for a fleeting second, it creates a new psul. It's called a psul Dichoy. So says Rava, the halacha of this Mishnah is going to be true even if the circumstances change because of the halacha of Dichoy. Freak the Gemara, it's Rav Huna Bar Yehuda LeRava. So Rav Yehuda Bar Yehuda asked the Kasha to Rava from a Mishnah in Mesechtes Kinim Chatos Shenes Arva Ba'oilo Va'oilo Shenes Arva B'chatos. So the Mishnah over there is discussing Oifos. Mesechtes Kinim discusses Oifos, and we're discussing a Chatos Oif and an Oilos Oif down in this Arif. And now the Kohen doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know how to be Makriv this Oif, because a Chatos Oif is Dama L'mata Michot HaSikra, and Oila Sa'if is Dama L'mayla Michot HaSikra. And the first Mishnah in Perek Chata Sa'if said that if you get it wrong, even though ordinarily Zrika Shalebim Koyma is Kim Koyma Dami, but if you get it wrong, the carbon is going to be possible. So says the Mishnah, Afilo Achas Beriba Yamusu, there's no Eitzah. So if there's even one Chata Sa'if mixed up with 10,000 Oila Sa'ifs, or one Oila Sa'if mixed up with 10,000 Chata Sa'ifs, the halacha is Yamusu Kulan. Why can't you wait for it to get a mum and be poided? So Rashi speaks out because there's no pidyon ba'oifos. So as a result, it's the equivalent of if there would be a sharaniskel that was in Sarev and one of the chatoyos amesos, the halach is yamusu kulam. It says the mishnah b'med varma mur b'kayim nilach. That's only true if a kohen would go and he would actually ask a shayla. So if you knock on the rav's door, I had 10,000 birds, all oila saifs, one chata saif got samished, I don't know what to do. He's going to tell him, you have to kill all of them. But if you didn't ask a rav, you decided not to ask, then the halacha is asan b'mayla. If you did all of them b'mayla michot hasikra, so what's the halacha? Assuming half of them were chatois and half of them were oilois, mechza kasha, mechza pasul, because he at least got half of them right. Lamata, if he did all of them lamata, again assuming half a chatois and half a oilois, mechza kasha, because the chatois he got right, that's supposed to be lamata, and it's only the oilois that he got wrong. Achas lamata, achas lamayla. Let's say there were two, one chatos and one oilo, and he did one lamayla lamata, shnei psulis, they're both going to be pasul. Shani yomer, because I have to assume chatos kreve lamayla, oilo kreve lamata, then maybe the chatos which was supposed to go lamata, he did lamayla. Maybe the oilo that was supposed to go lamayla, he did lamata. What's the problem? The problem is this Mishnah is mefurish, not like Rav's halacha. Because the Mishnah says that if this Kohen would go ask a Rav Shaila, he would tell him, what am I supposed to do with this taruvah? He would tell him, you can't be makriv them. Yamusu kulam. But if the guy didn't listen to the Rav, he went on his own and he was makriv them, then it could be it's going to be kosher. For example, if he did them all a maila, then if half were chatois, half were oilois, half are going to be kosher. If he did them all a mata, it's going to be the same thing. Why don't we say that being that if you would ask a Rav a shayla, the Rav would tell him you can't be makrivit. So that is a psul dichoy, just like Rav said, that once the halacha in our Mishnah, Mishnah Masechta Zvach, not the Mishnah Masechta Zkinim, the Mishnah Masechta Zvach, which says that if a shayran niskal of one of chatois hameses was in sarav in a taruvis of Zvach and Ksherim, that being that the halacha is Yomusu Kulon, even if something changes later, you figure that away. What do? You scatter them. So now it's called the Parish Meruba Parish. It doesn't matter the halacha is. It's possible because there's a new psul, psul dichoy, say the same thing when the chatas live in the oila seifar nesarev. So isn't this Mishnah not like Rava? So the Gemara says, you know, Rava's going to tell you, Ela hakaman da amar balichayim nitchim, hakaman da amar balichayim eino nitchim. Rava's going to say, I agree. I know that my halacha is not like the Mishnah Masechtas Kinim. And in the Mishnah Masechtas Kinim, it's mevur, there's no psul dichoy. But you know why the Tana, the Mishnah Masechtas Kinim holds is no psul dichoy? Because he holds that a balchay can't be nitcha. Although there's something called dichoy, dichoy is only applicable once the carbon was shachar. So once there was a shechita, so now we're discussing the dam of the carbon, the imurim of the carbon. So then there's halacha that once it's pasul, even if the circumstances change later, it becomes pasul forever. What we know as the psul dichoy. But a live animal that was nitcha lahakrava, if something changes, we don't say that once it was nitcha, it was nitcha. That's clearly what the time of the Mishnah Masechtas Kinim holds. But Rava says, I know from my Bekiyas, and not everybody agrees with that. There are Tanoim and Shas that hold that there's a Psul Dichoy even by Balei Chayim. My halacha, my comment on the Mishnah Masechtas Vachim is going according to the Mando Amar that holds Balei Chayim Nitchin. If Balei Chayim are Nitchin, then that's Pasha. Being that the halacha of the Mishnah is Yavusu Kulon, even if the circumstances change, the carbon is still going to be pasul akrava. But the Gemara says, I'll ask you another kasha. Harish chutin. I have a very, very similar kasha from a Mishnah that's discussing not a bal chai, but rather a carbon that was already shachot. Everybody holds that animals that are dead have a psul dichay. The time we learned in the following Mishnah, Blazer says, "Karav haroish alechem yem yikervu kol haroshim." So this is a Mishnah later in the parak that's discussing the same thing. This theme is really the theme of almost the entire parak, and the context over there is we had karbonis that were already shachot, a bunch of oilois that were shachot. One of the oilois was a balmum; the other oilois were not a balmum. So the halach is, you can't be makriv of any of them, because now that there's a taruva, you have a problem. Rabbi Eliezer said a phenomenal chiddush. He said, let's say the kohen went, did something he wasn't supposed to do. He brought one of the heads of these oilois. He was makriv one of the karbonos oilo. The halach is yikriv kol haroshim. You're allowed to now be makriv all the other heads l'katchila. And the reason is, Rabbi Eliezer, as we'll see in a moment, says a chiddush, that we're allowed to assume that the one that he was, the kohen was makriv, was the baal mom. So that there's no Balmum anymore in the Taruvos. If there's no Balmum anymore in the Taruvos, so l'katchilo, you're allowed to go and be makriv the rest of the Taruvos. What's the kasha? What happened to the psul dichoy? Being that the halacha was that l'katchilo, you weren't supposed to be able to be makriv it, so why don't we say that the whole Taruvos was nitcha? And once the Taruvos was nitcha, how could the halacha be? Yikrivu kol haroshim. Forget about the fact that maybe there's a balmum nisarev, maybe there's no balmum nisarev. Once the psak is that you can't be makriv this entire taruvos, it takes on a life of its own. There's a psul dichoy. That was Rava's chiddush. And here you can't tell me that this is going according to the mandama that holds balichaim in nidachim, because we're talking about the eivarim. This is already after the shechita, says the Gemara. Who do Amar Rava's going to say the same teretz? That mishnah is going to Chanan Mitzri, like Chanan Mitzri, the Tanya, who's a das yochid in a brisa. This is discussed in the Sechtes Yuma. Chanan Mitzri, I feel it down because maybe Chaveroi umezavegloi. Chanan Mitzri holds that there's never a psul dichoy. The context over there is that there were two seirim that were brought to Yom Kippur. One was the Sar Lashem, the other one was the Sar Lazazel, and they had to be a peer. So much so that if the Sar Lazazel at some point would die, you would have to bring two new seirim. Meaning, let's say you did the shechita for the Sar Lashem, and before you did the zrika, the Sar Lazazel dies. So the halacha is the dam of the Sar Lashem is pasul, because there always has to be two Seirim. The Shnei Seirim is Ma'akir. Chanan Mitzri argues. Chanan Mitzri says that the dam doesn't become pasul. Even though the Sar Lazazel died, it's true you have to bring a new Sa'ir so that there's a mate for this Sa'ir Echad Lashem, but at the same time, it does not disqualify the dam of the Sar Lashem. Even though there was an interim period where the dam of the Sar Lashem didn't have a compadre, right? You didn't have the Sar Lazazel, it had died, but bring it later and it's going to be fine. Aye, what happened to the Psul Dichoy? Why don't we say in that interim period, being that there was no other Sar, it should all be possible. What you see from here, and that's the part that we need for our Sugya, we're not learning Yuma now, the part that we need for our Sugya is that there's a Shitas Chanan Mitzri who holds there's no Psul Dichoy, even for Shchutim. So this Mishnah that says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Yikrivu Kol HaRoshim, will be going according to the Mandama that holds there's no Psul Dichoy at all. Bottom line is, Rava's comment on the Mishnah, that once you have this Taruvah, it's true, even if the circumstances change, he was going according to the Mandama that holds is a psul dichoy, and that there's even a psul dichoy by Bali Chaim. The fact that you have a Mishnah Masechtes Kinim and a Mishnah later in the Perek of Masechtes Vachim, Rava would be doicha then and he'll say these are going according to Tanon that did not accept these two premises. Number one, there's a psul dichoy. Number two, there's a psul dichoy even by Bali Chaim. Either way, so we mentioned this chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer, the chiddush that's really going to be discussed later in the Perek, which is in Karav Haroi Shal Echad Mehem Yikrivu Kol HaRoshim. So the Gemara is going to now discuss it in great detail. And this next daf is a geshmak daf. It's a very lumdish daf. Hashtag we do what we do, but really it's a flat gemara that requires a first seder. It's not such a hard daf, but there's some very, very important principles related to the sugis of taruvos. Says the gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bar Avua. Amar Rav, so Rav Nachman said, in the name of Rabbi Bar Avua, who said in the name of Rav, so this halacha was attributed to Rav, Tapashal, with this kechavim, shenes arva b'meya tabois, somebody had a ring that was used to beautify an avodah zara. So clearly this ring is now asabano, and it was nesarev with 100 tabois. So a jeweler had all these rings. One of the rings he knows was a tabashal avodah zara. V'nafla achas mehem liyamagadol, and now one of the tabois fell into the yamagadol. Now we know that yisuri hana, certainly avodah zara, it's a mishnah mesachtes avodah zara, the fine dalim and aleph, afilu,
it's Oseb Kalshu, meaning there's no bittel at all. So clearly, all the tabois, now all these rings, are going to be Oseb. They're going to be Oseb Anot. What happened was one of the rings fell into the Yam HaGadol. So Rav says an unbelievable chiddush. Once one tabas falls into the Yam HaGadol, hutru kula, all the tabois are mutter. Damrinon, because we have a gerech to say, hachtinafal hainu di isura, that the one that fell in to the Yam HaGadol was the isura, so we have a right to assume that there's no tabas of Avodah Zarah anymore. So as much as there's a chumra in Avodah Zarah that it's Oseb Kalshu, Rav said it comes along with a tremendous kula. And that is if there's one tabas in the Taruvis, that's Aser. Aser because it's Avodah Zarah. If something happens to that tabas, the entire Taruvis is mutter. We're going to see on Amud Beis at the end of the daf that this halach is not only true for Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is going to say the same halach in the context of Truma. But the bottom line is, that was Rav's chiddush. Says the Gemara, it's a Rav L'Rav Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said it in the name of Rabbi Baravua, who said it in the name of Rav. But Rav Nachman was the one who was peddling this halach. He brought it into Beis Medrash. So Rav asked Rav Nachman, from our Mishnah, listen to our Gishmak Akasha. The Mishnah says that if you have a Shor HaNiskal and it was Nis'arev with 10,000 Zvachim Ksherim, so what's the halacha? Yamusu kulam. Why don't we say that once the first animal dies, they're all going to die. So once the first animal dies, say, Hachdemis, the Isuramis, everything should be mutter. Because let's assume the one that died is this. Just like when one tabas falls into the Yam HaGadol, we assume that which one fell into the Yam HaGadol, it was the one that was a Vedazar. So why don't we assume that when the first animal dies, the one that died was the one that was a problem? So let the rest of the Taruvas be mutter. So he told him back, Rav Domek Rebbe Yazis. Rav Nachman said, I hear it's a good kasha. And really, Rav is going not like the Mishnah. And even though Rav Tanu Upalik, but we know that it's a bidyevit always. Rav's never supposed to argue with a Tana, meaning it's a license that he had, but he used it very, very discreetly. So the assumption is that Rav is not kineged the Mishnah. It says the Gemara, but Rav is going to be going like the Tana Rav Eliezer, who himself argues with the Mishnah. So it's not a kasha that Rav's not like the Mishnah, because he has a Tana, Rav Eliezer, the Messiah. Who's this Rav Eliezer? The Tanan. It's the Rav Eliezer we had on the top of the Yom. Rav Eliezer, Oymerim, Kariv HaRosh, Shalechem Ehem, Yikravu, Kol HaRoshim Kulam. This was Rav Eliezer's Chiddush. Rav Eliezer said that if you had Ivarim of Oilois, a whole bunch of different Karbanos Oilois, that were Nesarev, and one of them was a Balmum, if the halach is you can't be makrev any of them. If one was karev, the halach is you could now look at chila be makrev the rest of them, because we assume that the one that went on the mizbeach was the one that was a balmul. So the rest of the taruvas is going to be kosher, which is exactly Rav's chiddush. One tabas fell to the Yam HaGadol, we assume it's the avodah zarah. The evarim of one of the oilis went on the mizbeach, we assume it was the evarim of the oilah. Bottom line is that Rav has a tana nesayele. So although it's true, our mishnah is mashma not that way. Our mishnah says yamusu kulon. You can't just say let one of them die and assume the one that died was the one that was the problem, was the shara niskal. No, you don't say that. And but the Gemara says Rav is going like Rebbe Eliezer. But for Amar Rebbe Eliezer, if Rav is going according to Rebbe Eliezer, shouldn't Rav had mentioned a very important caveat? Because like Rebbe Loza the Amora said that lehit the Rebbe Eliezer the Tana Elishnayim Shnayim. Rebbe Loza said that even though Rebbe Eliezer said that if you were makriv the Evarim of one of these oilos, so you now have a right to be makriv all the other oilos under the assumption that the one that was already carved was the Balmum, so there's no problem anymore with this taruv. But he said, did Rebbe Loza? Rebbe Eliezer only meant if you're going to be makriv two at a time. Why two at a time? So Rashi says, because there's a migu. Not the Chesha Mishpat migu, but the migu that you find in the rest of Shas. And that is that being that you're being makrif too, and we know one of them is for sure kosher, because there was only one set of Evarim, one Rosh in this Taruvah that was possible. So migu, one of them is kosher, the other one's going to be kosher as well. Point is, if Rav is going Alibid Rebbe Eliezer, then Rav should have said that the only time, if one of the Tabois fell into the Yam HaMelech, I'm allowed to use, I could benefit from the other Tabois, is if I'm benefiting from two at a time. So for example, if I want to sell the Tabois, this is a jeweler, you could sell two at a time, you can't sell one. If you sell two, then there's a migu. Migu that one of them is not Avodah Zarah, for sure, because we know only one was Avodah Zarah in the worst case scenario, so the other one's kosher as well. Amaleis, Rav Nachman said, I should have said that. Rav meant two at a time because Rav was going Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer. Zokti Gemara, Amar Rav, Tabashal Vedeske Chavim, Shenis Arva B'meya Tabois. We go Me'inyin Le'inyin B'Oisa Inyin. Rav said if there was a Tabas of Avodah Zarah, it was Nesar even 100 Tabois. So what was the first halacha Rav said? If one Tabas falls into the Yama Gadol, the halacha is all the Tabois are okay because we assume Hach the Nafal, the Isura Nafal. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, same context. So you had 100 Tabois. One of them is a tabah shel avodah zarah. So that's a problem. The entire teruvah is going to be awesome. Upirshu. And now somebody went and he made two groups out of these 100 tabois. He put arba on lamakom echad, 40 on one side, v'shir shem lamakom echad, and he put 60 on the other side. Said Rav, pirsha achas me'arvaim, if one of the 40 now was separated from the 40, so something was parish from the 40, eino eseris. The halacha is, it's okay. It has no ability to eiser a taruvah in and of itself. It's mutter. Achas mishishim, if one of the 60 was parish, eiseris. In that case, it's going to be a problem. Now, what's pashubsha? What's the assumption? The assumption is, because even though we know there was a tabas in the group of 100, but now that you made two groups out of it, one has more than the other, we'll assume that the tabas is in the group that has more, rather than assume it's in the group that has less. So if one group has 40 and one group has 60, so the one that has 60 has more, so we're going to assume that the tabas is with the 60, it's not with the 40. So the taruvas of the 60 is the problem now, the taruvas of the 40 is not the problem. So if one of the 40 is now pyresh, it's not a problem, because we don't even assume it's in the 40. If one of the 60 is pyrish, it is a problem, because we assume that it's in the 60. But the Gemara asks the very obvious question. Why are we not worried about the 40? Because we assume that it's with the 60. Being that there's two groups, so we assume that the tabas went with the roif, it didn't go with the mit. This is a new type of kol deparish, meruba parish, right? It's like a backwards kol deparish. But we assume it went with the 60. It didn't go with the 40. Right here, the roif was parish. But either way, elo. But what's the Gemara's kasha? Mishishim nami. That if that's the case, if something was parish from the shishim, amrinon isura beruba isa. If something was parish from the shishim, how many did it leave behind? 59. So let's assume that it's in the 59 and it's not this. So if you want to answer the entire 60, I get it. Right? Because we could assume that the tabas is with the 60, it's not with the 40. But that's not what the price is said. Well, that's not what Rav said. Rav said that if something was pyrish from the 60, that one thing is going to be awesome. Because we assume that the tabas is with the 60, not with the 40, and now that something's pyrish from that, it's gonna be a problem. The problem is that if you're willing to assume that you can subdivide this group of 100 and assume that the tabas is always with the roif, then just like when you subdivided it from 100 to 40 and 60, you assume it went with the 60. When I now take the 60 and I remove one, essentially what I did was I made two groups out of it. One very large group, 59, and one very small group, one. But the bottom line is, where should I assume it is? I should assume it's with the 59. So why are we saying that if the tabas was now pyrish from the 60, it's going to be a problem? So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo, what Rab meant to say was that if you had 100, one of them had a tabas of avodah zarah, and now it was divided into two groups. Pirshu arbaim, one was 40, one was 60. The group that has 40, if kulon lamakom echad ein oisrus, that's not a problem. Shishim lamakom echad oisrus, the 60 is going to answer. Now, if you would be pyrish something from the 60, then enachanami, then you would say that it's okay, because essentially what you did was you made another group. Just like going from 100 to 40 and 60, we assume we went with the 60. Going from 60 to 59 and 1, we assume we went with the 59. And Rav didn't say that. Rav said the 60 itself has an ability to answer. Either way, that was Rav's chiddush. So Rav said you started off with 100 and now you made a group of 40 and 60. So what's the halacha? The 40 is going to be mutter. The 60 is going to be also. Kemitika made the shmul. This halacha was said to Shmuel. So Shmuel heard about Rav's chiddush. Oh, malay. So Shmuel wasn't happy. Shmuel said, anach labidus kechavim shesfeka v'sfek sfeka asura. He's saying kula is an avodah zarah. You're telling me that if the tabas started off in the taruvas, but then we took the taruvas and we subdivided it, so to speak, we made it into a group of 40 and 60, we could assume it's not with the 40 anymore? That's too big of a chiddush for me to tolerate when it comes to the laws of avodah zarah. Because do you know Shmuel said that even though in kol ha'tayra kula sfek sfek is mutter, when it comes to hilchas avodah zarah, sfek sfek is aser? So hanach l'avodah kechavim, I can hear such a chiddush in some other area in halacha. You wanted to tell to me regarding truma and arla and shviyas and kilei akerem, I can handle that. But in hilchas avodah zarah, where sfek sfek is aser ad soif ha'olam, there's no way this is going to be mutter. And therefore said Shmuel, the halacha is that if you have a taruvos of isra the heta with the isra of Avodah Zarah. It started off with 100. You can make 900 groups out of it. It doesn't matter. The halacha is it's always going to be oisim b'mashahu. Either way, fake the Gemara, is that true? Is Shmuel right? And what was Shmuel's halacha? Shmuel's halacha was that being that sfek is usher by Avodah Zarah, so therefore it doesn't matter how many taruvoises it's in, it's always going to be a problem. By the way, what else do you see from Shmuel? That Shmuel held it was only by Avodah Zarah it's a problem. He didn't have such a problem fundamentally with what Rav said, in as much as that we're dealing with Avodah Zarah, and by Avodah Zarah sfek is usher. Meaning from a raw Hilchas Taruvah standpoint, Shmuel was okay with Rav's Chiddush. It wasn't the Taruvah's Chiddush that bothered him. It's the Avodah Zarah Chiddush that bothered him. Break the Gemara Meis, I'll ask you a kasha. Savak Avodah Zarah's Chavim Asura. Savak Avodah Zarah's Asur. Vesvek Sveika Muteres. Svek Sveika Avodah Zarah's Mutekeitzad. Kosh Avodah Zarah's Chavim. If there was a cup that was used for Avodah Zarah, so it's Azabana, Shanafa, the Oitzim, all the Koitzis. And now it got mixed up with the Oitzir full of Koitzis. The Allah is Kulan Asur. They're all Asur. Because Avodah Zarah's Oitzir Bemash. Pirish Echem Ehem Leriboy. Umay Ribay Leriboy. What if one of them was Pirish? And it was Nesariv and a Taruvus with 10,000. And then that went and fell. One of the 10,000 went into another Taruvus of another 10,000. Kula Mutar. The halachas are all going to be Mutar. Mamish not Shmuel's halacha. So what does Shmuel want from Rav? To the contrary, Shmuel's keneged a brisa. So the Gemara says Tanoi. It's true, Shmuel's keneged a brisa, but really Shmuel's halacha or the brisa's halacha is a machlokes Tanoi. Now, usually when the Gemara says Tanoi, it's a very straightforward machlokes Tanoi. So you'll say that even though Shmuel and Amor is not allowed to argue with a brisa, but Shmuel has a Tana de Messiah. This Brisa isn't as straightforward. The Gemara's going to have to work with it a little bit. Either way, the Tanya we learned to the Brisa, Rabbi says, Rimoine Badon, Oisrin, Bekol Shehen, Rimoine Badon is something that's Oisir Bekol Shehen. That was one of the six things that we didn't translate in yesterday's daf, but one of the six things that the Gemara says, the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva hold is so chashiv that even though a davar sheb minyan is bottle, but these six things are never bottle. I feel about elof loy bottle. So one of them is rimayne badan. So the halach is oisim bekol shu keitza nafal lechem yemo teich riboy. If rimayne badan fell into, and we're discussing arla over here, it fell into a taruvah of 10,000 rimayne badam of chulin umay riboy the riboy, and then it went. One of those 10,000 fell into a taruvah with another 10,000. The halacha is they're all going to be us. Reb Shimon, Yehuda, Oymer Mishum, Reb Shimon, Le Riba Yasur. No, it's not always true. The first 10,000 are going to be us. But Umay Riba, if something was perished from that 10,000, even if it only fell to Shloisha, to three, Umi Shloisha L'makom Acher, then from three it fell into something else, Mutter, at that point, it's already going to be Mutter. What's the bottom line? You have your Machloikis, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Reb Shimon, where the Rimoine Badan, which is an example of something that's not bottled. It's one of the six things that the Chachamim hold is so chashuv that it's never bottled. What if it was Nesariv in a Taruvais, and then it fell into a second Taruvais, and then a third Taruvais? Is it only the first Taruvais that it's Iser? Or is it going to be Iser all the Taruvais? Because there's always a chashash that maybe the Iser is the one that was Pirish from the first Taruvas to the second Taruvas and from the second Taruvas to the third Taruvas. So it's a machlokes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it always is Iser. That's what it means, it's Iser B'kol Shu, even if it's in a second Taruvas. What our Gemara is equating to Svek Sveika. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Shimon, it's only in the first Taruvas that it's going to be Iser. Meaning, if it's Nes'ariv, this Rimoine Badam of Iser, into a taruvus of 10,000 of heter, al zen nemar di shisha dvarim anat batal. But if it then goes from the 10,000 to another taruvus, even if the other taruvus only had three, for example, three is enough to be mevatel. But what's the bottom line? So you have a machlokes over here, whether there's svek svek, says the Gemara. The Gemara builds it up. Shmuel dami kama. Who's Shmuel going like? Yeah, what was Shmuel's shita? Shmuel said that when it comes to shari surim, Shmuel was okay with Rav's Chiddush, then maybe the second Taruvus will be Mutter. But by Avodah Zarah, Hanach Avodah Zarah, Shesfeik of a Svek Svek Asura, and as a result, not only should Avodah Zarah Asur the original Taruvus, but it should Asur any subsequent Taruvus as well. But the Gemara says, who's Shmuel going? Like, Ik Rabbi Yehuda, is it going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said that by Rimoine Badon, by Arla, for example, Truma, other halachos, that halacha is it Asur's all the Taruvus. Then why did Shmuel only say Hanach L'Avodah Zarah? Why was Shmuel's problem with Rav from an Avodah Zarah standpoint? I feel the B'Shari Surah Masa. Shmuel's problem should have been from a Taruvus standpoint. Anything that's Oisib Akalshu, whether it's Avodah Zarah or Rimoine Badon Shal Arla, that halacha is not only is it Oyser, the original Taruva, is that it's a Saravun, but it's Oyser, all subsequent Taruvas as well. So why was this comment only Avodah Zarah? So Shmuel obviously doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And he could Rabbi Shimon. And if he holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who said in the name of Rabbi Shimon, then I feel Avodah Zarah nami shari, that it should be mutter even by Avodah Zarah. Now why, says the Gemara, Echatesi, Rabbi Shimon said his halacha by Arla. Who said he said his halacha by Avodah Zarah? Because v'chitei mashandik leil Rabbi Shimon ben Avodah Zarah and the Shari Surim. If you're going to tell me Rabbi Shimon only said his halacha by Shari Surim, he never said his halacha by Avodah Zarah. Elo, had the time we learned to the Brisa, Savak, Avodah Zarah and Masura, Visvek Sveika Muteris, the original Brisa that the Gemara brought to ask Akasha on Shmuel, Mani, who's going to be the Tana of that Mishnah? Because that Mishnah clearly is distinguishing between Avodah Zarah and Shari Surim. Why Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds even by Shari Surim it's going to be Aser. V'lay Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon, you're telling me, holds that even though Shari Surim is Mutter, but Avodah Zarah at the very least is Aser. And here we have a Braisa that says that Avodah Zarah is Mutter. Who's the Tan of that Mishnah? It must be it's Rabbi Shimon. So, time is the Gemara. Who's Shmuel going like? Right, the Gemara brought Ketanai. It sounded like the Gemara was going to have a Mefurish Tana that Shmuel was going like. But at this point, after the Gemara quotes this Braisa, this Tosefta, Masech, this Trumas, the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara still hasn't been able to figure out who Shmuel is. Because from that sugya, it sounds like the Shaila of whether something that's Oisib Akolshu could answer in a second Taruvois has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. It's a general Shaila in Hilchas Taruvois. Something that answers a Taruvois. Is what if one thing was perished when that taruvas fell into another taruvas? Does the issue transfer over to the second and the third and the fourth taruvas or not? Okay, that's a machlekes tanum, but that wasn't Shmuel. Shmuel said that yeah, but there's a chiluk between avodah zarah and regular isurim. As far as we know, both Tanoim don't seem to be mechalik between Avodah Zarah and Shari Surim. So the Gemara says you're going to have to say, you know who Shmuel's going to go according to. Says the Gemara, Loilam Reb Shimon, Veshmuel Savad like Reb Yehuda Bechada, Upalagaleh Bechada. Obviously, he's going like Reb Shimon. Meaning, he's going like Reb Shimon, that there is a concept that even something that's Oysa Bekalshu, it's only Oysa the original Taruvas that it falls into. But any subsequent Taruvas, it's really not going to answer. Stating that, whereas Reb Shimon held that it's true for Shari Surim and for Avodah Zarah, Shmuel himself was Saval ke Rabbi Shimon Mechada, that from a fundamental Taruvas perspective, there's a chiluk between Taruvas A and Taruvas B and Taruvas C. But at the same time, he's Saval like Rabbi Yehuda Bechada, that at the very least, as it relates to Avodah Zarah, I'm going to be Machmer like Rabbi Yehuda. It's as if to say he held like Rabbi Shimon in terms of Hilchas Taruvas, but he wanted to be Machmer, he wanted to be from when it came to Hilchas Avodah Zarah, and he was being Soimach on the Machmer in Hilchas Taruvas, which is Rabbi Yehuda. That's true, we don't have a Svarah that says Be'etzin there should be a chiluk between Avodah Zarah. But we have as a Machlekes. See, he was Mako and Kala Torah Kulu like Rav Shimon, and he was Machmer when it came to Hilchas Avodah Zarah like Rav Yehuda. Amar, so Bederech Agav, the Gemara digresses for a fleeting moment, and that is that when the Gemara discussed the second Taruvah, so what was the second Taruvah? You had Rimoine Bada, which is not Batal. It was Nisariv with 10,000 of Heter. What's the halacha? It's all awesome. One of that Taruvahs now went into a second Taruvah. Even if that second Taruvah had three, not 10,000. Three. The halacha is, it knocks out the whole Taruvahs. The Gemara asks, it's a nitpick, but it's a good one. Why three? The Ikaruba, you'll tell me, because three, meaning we want the minimum of Roiv. Shnaim Nami Ikaruba. All you need is two. As long as you have two connected, isn't that already going to be Roiv? You don't need three of Heter connected to Isser to have Roiv. You need two of Heter connected to Isser to have Roiv. So the Gemara says, you're right. My Gimel Diktani, Tarti Vahu. When we say three, we don't mean three with. In addition to the Isser, we meet together with the Isser and the Heter, you end up having three. Either way, going back, not a second teretz to this kasha, but a second teretz to the original kasha, Shmuel holds that from Taruvas to Taruvas is going to be Mutter, with the exception of Avodah Zarah. Who's he going like? He wasn't Rabbi Yehuda of the previous Braisa. He wasn't Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Shimon of the previous Braisa. Says the Gemara, Yibayi Seymah, Sofa like Rabbi Eliezer. You know it is. It's Rabbi Eliezer's sheet.
Rabbi Eliezer says Rashi is in a Mishnah. The context is that somebody baked bread in an oven that had wood of Avodah Zarah. So the halacha is the bread is also. If that bread was nesarav with other bread, and then one of those breads left that taruvas, and it was nesarav with other breads, they're all going to be also. So even though it's true in that brisa, that tosefta and trumois that's discussing Rimeinei Badon, we don't have a Tana that makes this chilik between Avodah Zarah and Shari Surim, but there is such a shita that said mefurish by Avodah Zarah, it's going to be asur. So Shmuel's going to say that I hold like Reb Shimon Be'etzem in terms of the laws of second taruvos, stating that there is a Reb Eliezer that held a chumra when it comes to Avodah Zarah. That Reb Eliezer is an Avodah Zarah Mem Base. I'm going to go according to Rabbi Eliezer. Either way, exhale. So before we go weiter, it's just kedai to point out what we just learned. And that is a very important chiddush. So anytime you have a taruvos of issa v'heter, where the halacha is that there's no bittul, afilu be'elof loy batal, afilu achas mi riboy, where the halacha is there's no bittul, whether it's the mishnayos in the beginning of Perek HaTaruvos here in Masech Tzvachim, whether you're dealing with Avodah Zarah, that's the mission of Avodah Zarah, the fine dollar of Aleph, whether you're dealing with the Shisha Dvarim, Rimoinei Badon, etc., where you have a Dover Aser, it's in a Taruvos of Heter, where there's no Bittul. What would be if one thing of this Taruvos was Pirish from the Taruvos, and it now fell into another Taruvos? Do we assume that being that it came from a Taruvos of Isser, now that it's in another Taruvos, it carries along with it this halacha that Afilu be'elofloi batal, Afilu achas miriboy, and it's going to asur that entire Taruvos? And if something now left Taruvos B and fell into Taruvos C, the entire Taruvos C is going to be Aser. Even though the statistical chances at this point of there being Iser is so remote, it doesn't matter. The assumption is going to be that being that there is a suffix that maybe there's a Dover Aser in this Taruvos, a Dover Aser that's Iser Afilu b'mashu, so the entire taruvas B and C and maybe D and E and F are all going are to be also. Or maybe no. Maybe there's already a concept of what we know as sveksveka. Meaning when I know for sure the Isser is in this taruvas, okay, that now the suffix, everything I pick up. Bittul, there's no halacha bittul. But al kopanim, being that there's a regular suffix, so therefore it's going to be also. Once it goes into Taruvas B, maybe I have a right to look at it as a sveksvek already. Because there's a suffix that maybe the Issa is not in the Taruvas, and even if the Issa is in the Taruvas, maybe the one that I picked up is not the Isser. Right? Why is there a suffix? Maybe the Isser is not in the Taruvas? Because I only was Pirish one from the original Taruvas. So who said, statistically speaking, I probably didn't get it? So the chances now of me taking the Isser of Taruvas B became very, very thin. And when I take one from Taruvas B and I move it into Taruvas C, the chances became even thinner. So this is a Shaila not only in Hilchis Bittul, but this is a Shaila in Hilchis Sveikas. And that's why the Gemara is talking about Sveika and Svek Sveika. Because really, even if you want to tell me, but that's true if we know for sure there's a taruvas of Issa in the original taruvas, right? Again, in the original taruvas, where I have Avodah Zarah and I have Heter, I have Orlo, I have Heter, I have Truma, I have Heter. So I know there's Issa, I know there's Heter. When I pick it up, so there's a suffix. Maybe I have the Issa, maybe I have the Heter. Now, if there'd be Alocha Bittul Beroiv, if there'd be Alocha called the Parish Meruba Parish, then there'd be no problem of suffix. Why? Because I would say Bittul, I would say Roiv. But because there's no Bittul, and because there's no call to Parish Meruba Parish, so it's for that reason, I have a suffix. But once it goes into the second Taruvah, at that point, Yesh Loimar, it's a Svek Sveik already. What's the two Svekas? Who said there's even Isser in this Taruvah? Because maybe the one that I took from Taruvah say wasn't the Isser. So at this point, maybe you look at it as one big suffix. So this is where the lumbus comes in, this is where the thumb stuff flying, this is where you need a first seder, this is where you have to learn, go through this properly. But again, there's a taruvais element to this sugya, there's also a svek sveka, a hilchas svekas element to this sugya. But the bottom line is a gishmak eshaila, where I have a taruvais, a this, a heter, and there's no bittul. One thing was pirish from this taruvais, it was now nisarif with other things. Does it transfer over this issue of afilu be'elof loy batul? Or maybe that's only true when I know bevad but by the second taruvas where I don't know bavadi desisser, by the third taruvas where I don't know bavadi desisser, maybe over there the halach is going to change. Lamais it's a machloikis. Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda, who was machmer, he says, doesn't matter how many taruvas it goes into, it's always going to be a problem. Rabbi Shimon,
Koich de Teira, Reb Shimon was very, very mekel. And then there's a Shita Shmuel, who's maybe based on a Reb Eliezer and Masechtas Avodah Zarah, that wanted to differentiate between Shari Yisroel and Avodah Zarah. There's Indian of Chumer Avodah Zarah. When it comes to Chumer Avodah Zarah, over there it's going to be more Chumer. Either way, the first halacha that the Gemara had mentioned as it relates to Tabashal Avodah Zarah was also very big Kiddush. It was the Gemara on the top of Ayin Dalet and Aleph, where the Gemara said, Rav Nachman said, in the name of Rabbi Baravua, who said in the name of Rav, if somebody has a taruvos of tabois, a bunch of rings, one is the tabashal of Avodah Zarah, the other ones are not, and one falls into the Yam HaGadol. So what was the halacha? The halacha was, all of them are mutter. Unbelievable chiddush. We assume hach the nafal the isura nafal. So Kubi will speak out Ray in the coming days on this. But Parshat Pshat and halacha, Tosfos speaks out right away. It's based on the fact that the whole idea that Avodah Zarah is not batal, it's only midrabanan. It's not midrayisa. So being that midrayisa, this taruvus is anyways mutter. It's only midrabanan. So Tosfos says, if one of them is already out, so you have a right to be meko, because we're anyways dealing with an issue derabanan. Tosfos also speaks out that you can't lekatchila take the ring and throw it in the Yam HaGadol. Al zeh nemar im mevatlin issa lekatchila. The Ravid Shita, the Rajba Masech Teschulim brings the Ravid that says, even an Issa Deiraisa. That's a whole nother conversation. But the point is it happened. You didn't do it Lekatchila. And when he was dealing with Taruvus of Durabanan, why? Because really you have Roiv. And this idea that Avodah Zarah is not Batal is only an Issa Durabanan. So once one of them is out of the picture, we have a right to assume that the one that's out of the picture is the Avodah Zarah. The rest of the Taruvus is going to be Mutter. Says the Gemara, Amar Eish Lakish, Eish Lakish, another Amayra said the same exact Chiddush. Chavis Shal Truma, in a different context, he was talking about a Chavis Shal Truma. Now Rashi says, what kind of Chavis? Chaviyoy Stumois, which was also one of the six things that were mentioned on Dafayim Beis, Amid Beis, that Chachamim hold on never Batal. So a sealed Chavis of wine is Chashav, it's so Chashev, that it's not bottle. It's one of the six things that are never bottle. So what if you had a chavish al trumah and a sarv b'mei chavias? It was a sarv b'mei chavias. So the halacha is it's going to be aser. Why? Because a chavias stumais and not bottle. The nafla achas meham liyam melech. And now one of these chavias fell to the yam melech. Chutzrukum the rule mutter. Don't read them because we assume hachdenov the isur novel. The one that fell was the one that was iser. Essentially, he said the same exact halacha that Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav. Says the Gemara, stating that it's through the Rav Nachman, it's through the Reish Lakish. We need Rav Nachman's halacha that he said in the name of Rav by the tabais shel avid zara, and we need Reish Lakish halacha. Dimer Rav Nachman. We only had Rav Nachman's halacha. I mean, I would have thought halamim avid zicham dein lamatirim. Maybe that's only avid zara that is. No matirim, meaning it's asur b'hanah. There's nothing you can do with avodah zarah. You literally have to throw all of them into the Yam HaGadol. There's nothing you can do with avodah zarah. Truma de yeshel matirim, but when it comes to truma de was matirim, what do you do if you have a mixture of chulin and truma in your house? What's the etzah? You sell it to a kohen. You can have hanah from truma, you just can't eat it if you're a zar. So you could always give it to kohanim. There's something to do with it. So I would have thought that being that this matirin, it's not such a hefsid, so maybe let's not rely on this kula of hach denof al the isur enough. We only had Rish Lakish Zalacha by truma. I mean, I would have thought chavis, the minker, and the philosopher. He was talking about a chavis, something that's very chashav. So you have a taruvis that was asa. Now all of a sudden, you're going to tell me it's mutter. Why? Because one thing fell. So if it's nicker that one thing fell, chavis, which is toifas makim, Rashi says, and now the chavis isn't there where it used to be, there's a chavis missing. You notice it, right? So being that you notice it, you'll understand why it went from aser to mutter. You won't get confused, and you won't come to be mezalzel in taruvos. So maybe over there we allow this heter. Al tabas lo nicker nefilasa, but a tabas, which is not nicker nefilasa, assuming somebody had a lot of, I guess, cheap rings, but it's not nicker where it's supposed to be. So being that you don't see it, you're going to be matted at taruvos, people will be mezalzel in taruvos, and maybe bad things will come from it. Tzrichi. So that's why we needed Rav's Chiddush, that it's true even by something that's insignificant like a ring, and we needed Reish Lakish's Chiddush, that it's true even by Truma, which has Heterim. I'm a Rabbi said, Hitter Reish Lakish, El Chavis Rinkrev Filos. Rabbi said, in fact, you should just know that Reish Lakish only said his halacha by Chavis. I think he only said his halacha by Chavis. Not like Rabbi who said his halacha by a ring. He only said it by a Chavis, which is Taka Nikr. Abel Te'ena, for example, a Te'ena of Truma. Rabbi Yosef said, I feel a Te'ena, can if you lost a Kach Aliyasa. If one te'ena falls into a taruvis of chulin, the whole taruvis becomes aser. If one te'ena comes out of a taruvis and falls into the yam agadol, the whole taruvis is going to be mutter as well. If we could be machmer when a te'ena falls into a taruvis, we could be mekel when a te'ena comes out of a taruvis. Amar Rabbi Elazar said, chavish al shuma shenafla b'kuf chaviyos. If a chavish al shuma was nesarif with 100 chaviyos, now this is a chavis stuma. And being that it's a chavis stuma, even though you have 100 to 1, which is the sheer bittel when it comes to truma, right? Truma's bottle b'meya, but being that the chavis was stuma, there's no way to do the bittel. Said Rabbi Elazar, have an etza. Peisach achas mehem v'noitel heimena kidei dimua v'shoisa. Open up one of the chavis. Once you open up one of the chavis, now it could be bottle. Manavshach, if it's the one that's chulin, it's okay. And even if it's the one that's truma, once the chavis is psucha, it's batal. It could be batal to the chaviyos tumais. It's just that if the truma was sasum, it can't be batal, right? So open up one of the chaviyos, and at this point, it's going to be okay. Stating that, what you need to do is you have to take away kidei dimua. This is a general halacha. That's a general halacha when it comes to bittel and truma, and that is you always have to take out the equivalent thereof to the amount of truma that you have, right? Let's say you have truma and chulin, and there was a taruvos. So if, as long as you have the right ratio, the truma could be bottle. But at the same time, you know there's a little bit of truma here. And the little bit of truma that you have is not yours. You see, if Isser is Nasarav with Hatin, Nevela is Nasarav with Shchuta, it's all yours. There's a Yoridea problem. I'm not allowed to eat it. Okay, so if there's bittel, now I could eat the whole thing. Bevasachas, bezachazeh, Raj Barash, that's all the taruvis rate. But I'm allowed to go ahead and eat it. The problem over here is if I have a little bit of truma and it was Nasarav with my chulin, how can I eat the whole taruvis? There's truma here. Forget the iser for a zar to eat truma. That became batal. But what happened to the fact that part of this is mam and kayanim? Part of it is not mine. So there's a halach. You always have to be noitel heimena kidei dimua. So assuming that the bittel was 100 to 1, a perfect bittel, so you have to take out 1/100th of it. If the bittel was 200 to 1, so it's 200 times heter keneged the truma, you have to take out 1/200th, you have to set it aside. But that, you're not allowed to eat, because that, the assumption is, doesn't belong to you. Bottom line is, so you take away the kidei dimua, meaning you call your local rabbi, you ask him exactly how you work out a bittel of truma, he'll tell you what to do. And but the chiddush that Rabbi Elazar said was that you, even though right now you had a taruvas that is incapable of a bittel, because it's chavis stumos, and chavis stumos is one of the cases where we don't say bittel, there's an etzah, just open it up, it won't be sasum anymore. If it's not sasum anymore, you don't have to worry about it. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Dimi, v'komal olash mayis Rav Dimi, said over this halach, amali Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said, g'madish shasi k'chazina hacha, the way that Achreinim explain, Rashi, who explains the Gemara, is mevatle nisa l'katchila. I thought the rule is a mevatle nisa l'katchila. Right, let's say you have a little bit of nevela, and you have a big taruvis of shchuta. Could you take the little bit of nevela, throw it into the taruvis, and say, okay, bittel, it's mutter l'katchila. You can't take a tipas chalav and pour it into your chicken soup, because the Chachamim said shishim, so it's not bottle, even though we know it does give off a little bit of taste, Reb Chaim and Sefer. But the point is, I'll put in a little bit of chalav there, right? So why can't I do that? Right, Reb Chaim said that if you're going to tell me that when something is bottle shishim, it gives off no taste, so if you have a taruvos of 61 minim, where each one is equal, it should taste like nothing, because each min is batel b'shishim to the other 60 minim. It's going to have a taste. So you see clearly that even when something is batel b'shishim, it has taste. It's just, it's not the tam ke'ikr that the Chachamim said, that the Torah said, if your whole tam ke'ikr is the eraisa, it's going to be awesome. So you decide, I want to put a little bit of chol. Al zed ne'mar im mevatlin isa l'katchila. So if im mevatlin isa l'katchila, how do you have a right to open up one of the chaviyos? You're taking a taruvos that doesn't have bittel, and now you're creating a situation where there is going to be bittel. So the Gemara says, you're right. El Eivor, what Rabbi meant to say was that niftach ha'achas miyam, if one of them had opened, then you could do the kedei dimu and you could drink it. But you can't do a l'katchila. You're right, you can't do a l'katchila. It would have had to have happened on its own, but if you do it, it's going to be a problem. Amar Rav Ishiya, similar halacha, chavish shel truma, if you had a chavish shel truma, she nesarv b'meyev v'chamishim chavios, it was nesarv, not in 100 chavios of chulin, but it was 150 chavios of chulin. Niftecha mehen, meyem mehen, and 100 of them were opened. 100 were open. Noitel heimena kedei dimua v'shoisa. You're allowed to take kedei dimua of each one of those 100, and you could drink. So what's the kedei dimua here? 1/150th, because that's the ratio of heted to truma, and then you're allowed to drink. But the shari surim, the other 50 are going to be aser at sheyiftechu until you open them. So the ones that are open could be bottle, being that there could be bottle, so you can drink them because there was one chavis of truma to 150 of chulin, so you have the right ratio for a bittel. being that some are open, those assuming are that if they were the truma would be okay, you have to take off the shir dimua. So those are going to be mutter. But the other 50 are going to be aser. What's the chiddush of this? Why is it different than the first halacha? It's a major chiddush. We're coming full circle here in the daf. The chiddush is, because why don't we say, just like when we had the 100 tabois, right? Remember the case? And they were subdivided into two groups, 40 and 60. What was the halacha? The halacha was, we assumed that the tabas of Avodah Zarah went with the 60. It didn't go with the 40. That was Rav's halacha. So let's assume the same thing. I have 150 chaviyas, and now I have two groups, so to speak. I have the 100, the chaviyas psuchais, and I have the 50, I have the chaviyas tumais. Why don't we assume that the truma went with the psuchais? Being that they went with the psuchais, I have 100 psuchos now that are enough to be mevatel the one of truma. So the 50 stumas should be kosher lekatchila, because we should assume that the truma went together with the psuchos, not with the stumas. That's the punchline of the Gemara. We don't assume that the truma went with 100, not with the 50, and as a result, the whole taruva is going to be aser. You can only take it with the shir dimua, but the other 50 are going to be 100% aser. The Shita Mugbetza speaks out that the chiddush of this Gemara is la fuke what Rav had said in the previous Gemara. So again, this was a geshmaka Gemara, very yesoidi Gemara, touches on major, major, major principles, but we do what we do.